Well, welcome along to the Euro Assist, brought to you in association with freesupertips.com as we look forward to the latest round of Champions League action. I'm Warren Ashurst, and I'm pleased to say I've been joined by the Racing Post top tipster James Milton to look ahead to this latest lot of league stage fixtures. And of course, it's going to be a busy January with not only games, of course, this midweek, but also next midweek as well as we come to the end of the league stage. And as ever, we'll start off by looking at the British clubs in Europe. And we start off on Tuesday, and that is with a 5:45 kickoff, an early start for Manchester City as they make the journey to Norway to take on Bodo Glimt. I can tell you that City are as short as 4-11 to claim the 3 points. Bodo Glimt 6-1 and the draw 19-4. Milt's interesting one, this, for City. We always mention it, of course, of Bodo Glimt, an AstroTurf pitch to get over as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm pretty confident we can find a better 4-11 chance than City away at Bodo Glimt this week. I mean, it does look an awkward one for them. You know, they were so flat in that Manchester derby defeat, really flattered by the scoreline in the end at Old Trafford. And you know, I don't think that performance was a fluke. That's now, I think they scored one goal from open play in their last four league games, which is a real concern. And obviously the fixtures piling up, FA Cup and EFL Cup as well. So I think this is going to be an awkward one for Manchester City.
Yeah, I mean, there were some telltale signs in that Manchester derby. Phil Foden taken off at half-time was poor, really, in the first 45 minutes. When would you ever have Erling Haaland hooked with a 2-0 deficit at that stage as well, of course? And there's been talk about him feeling the fatigue along the way. Defensively, Milts as well, obviously. And we know all the injury problems, and we know that Mark Gay could be coming in shortly, but they do look like they're just trying to fit round pegs, round square pegs in round holes even.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Haaland, well, obviously Omar Marmoush has been away at AFCON, and Pep Guardiola said he's struggled to rest Haaland. I mean, in hindsight, giving him a break for the 10-1 FA Cup win over Exeter might have been a good idea. But I think he played the first half there. But like you said, I mean, defence is the real concern for City. You know, they're closing in on Mark Gay, which looks a terrific signing for a bargain price, but he won't be eligible for the Champions League, the last two league stage games. Neither will Semenyo, who's made a bright start. And yeah, I think defensively it's a concern. And just looking at Bodo Glimt at home this season in Europe, you know, they are competitive. Obviously, they've got the awkward pitch. You know, it's going to be chilly up there, I imagine. And yeah, I think they can strike the first blow against this depleted City defence. I think they're a nice price to score first. They led Tottenham 2-0 before drawing 2-2 early on in this season, and led Juventus 1-0 at half time before losing 3-2. So, you know, those kind of games suggest that City will be able to grind it out in the end. But I think Bodo Glimt can be competitive early on.
Yeah, I'm going with City to win and both teams to score here around about 11-8. Milt's already alluded to, Bodo have been pretty impressive going forward in this competition so far. Scored twice against Dortmund, twice against Juventus, twice against Spurs, and also scored at Galatasaray on the road as well. So certainly no mugs in front of goal. But I do think Haaland going back to Norway, he needs a goal to lift his displays, I think, more than anything else. And I think I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the score sheet on Tuesday. But as I say, I'm going with City to win and both teams to score. Let's head off to the San Siro now for the 8 o'clock kickoff on Tuesday night. It is Inter Milan against Arsenal. Inter have lost the last two Champions League games going into this one. And Milt, Arsenal top of the group. I just wonder whether, with such a big game coming up at the weekend in the Premier League, whether Mikel Arteta might think, you know what, it's not the end of the world if I make a few changes in this game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how strong he goes. I mean, I think probably players like Declan Rice and Jurrien Timber are in line for a rest. But, you know, we've mentioned it all season long, Arsenal's squad depth is their biggest strength. You know, they won 3-0 at Club Bruges last time out in Europe and had Christian Norgaard at centre-back. And it, you know, it was a complete second-string defence. And they brushed past a Bruges side who've been pretty competitive at this level. I think if you are keen on Arsenal to win, I think just go for them to win 2-0, because Inter, in these big games, I mean, you look at their efforts this season's Champions League. It really has been a schedule of two halves. They won their first four games, but three of those were against teams who were in the bottom four of the table: Ajax, Slavia Prague, Kairat. And when the opponents get tougher, as we obviously saw in last season's final against PSG, Inter do struggle. Lost away to Atletico Madrid, and then lost 1-0 at home to Liverpool when, you know, the Reds really were there for the taking. It was just they dropped Mo Salah after that outburst at Leeds. They were defending hopelessly, and I think Inter only had two shots on target. So I think Arsenal are a class above Inter, and I think Mikel Arteta will go pretty strong for this. Place in the quarterfinal last 16, and I like the look of Arsenal to win 2-0.
Okay, well, I'm going to take your point on board there, Milt. I'm going to go with a draw because I just think because Arsenal, you know, do have that big game at the weekend and they're all but qualified, of course, now it looks like for the knockout stages. I do think that they'll probably accept a draw, and I think that neither team will be too unhappy with a share of the spoils. I mean, Inter's form in Serie A has been good the last few weeks. They're unbeaten in 9 now. That's 7 wins and 2 draws. And I agree with what you said there. The performances haven't been amazing in the recent Champions League games. They probably should have got something from that Liverpool home clash at the San Siro and beaten away Atletico. I just think they will try and raise their game in front of their home fans on Tuesday night. And a draw, as I say, at 12-5 looks like a decent option for me. We're going to head to Arsenal's North London rivals next. Tottenham are at home to Borussia Dortmund on Tuesday evening, another 8 o'clock kickoff. All of the talk in the build-up to this game, James, is about Thomas Frank and how long he's got left at Spurs. This could well be his last game if they don't get a positive result.
That's it. Yeah, we're talking on Monday morning. It sounds like he's taking training today, I think, and he's likely to be in the job for the Dortmund game. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to see how he turns it around after that defeat to West Ham. You know, I mean, they went into the game with Nuno as the sack race favourite and Frank second favourite. And then obviously that late winner was a huge, huge goal for West Ham and a huge goal for Tottenham as well. I think, you know, even West Ham fans were shocked at how toxic the atmosphere was at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which tells you a lot. And you know, I think this is a really awkward game for Spurs. They have been better in Europe at home. You know, they've lost 6 of the last 10 Premier League home games, which, you know, as a manager, that is what's going to do you in the end. You know, they've actually won 3 out of 3 in the Champions League at home. But again, like I was saying about Inter, you've got to dig deeper into that run and look at the opponents. You know, they edged past Villarreal 1-0 in their opener. And Villarreal have been hopeless in Europe, taken 1 point from 6 games. And then, I mean, they were impressive against Copenhagen and then beat Slavia Prague. But I think Dortmund are a real step up in class from those kind of teams. You know, just looking at how consistent they've been this season. They've lost once in the Bundesliga. That was 2-1 away to Bayern Munich, or smashing everyone else in Germany. And then their only defeat in the Champions League was away to Man City. And they also pose a massive goal threat. They're, along with PSG, they're the leading scorers in the Champions League. And I think they're a really nice price. You know, bookmakers struggling to pick a favourite here, but I think I definitely want to be with the visitors.
Yeah, I was quite surprised to see Dortmund around about 29-20 to win this game. Spurs 17-10 and 27-10 the draw. I've gone more down the goal route for this game because Dortmund, of course, have been firing them in from all angles. Nobody's scored more goals in the Champions League this season than Dortmund. 19 in their 6 games. That's an average of 3.16 per match. They drew 3-3 in the last away game at Eintracht Frankfurt in the Bundesliga earlier this month. So goals are there in a plenty for Dortmund. And I kind of feel with this pressure mounting on Thomas Frank that he may decide that he just needs to take the shackles off and just say to Spurs, go out there and play and attack in numbers in what could be, as I say, his last match in charge. Although they have been poor at home, as Milt's pointed out there, they have won all 3 of their European home ties. But let's not forget Villarreal, FC Copenhagen and Slavia Prague, not necessarily in the class of Borussia Dortmund. And as I say, I think goals look to be on the agenda. And it's interesting, 2-1 you can get on over 3.5 goals on Tuesday evening. Let's move now to Wednesday evening's action, and we'll start off with a clash at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea take on Paphos in an 8 o'clock kickoff. Looks like a must-win game, really, this for the Blues, James.
Yeah, I think so. And Liam Rossignol's fourth match, isn't it, in four different competitions now. So it's getting a good taste of life at the top level. Made a fairly solid start. You know, obviously a 5-1 FA Cup win at Charlton was expected. And then they had the dramatic EFL Cup first leg against Arsenal, when it looked like they were you know, heading for a heavy defeat. Came back from 2-0 down to make it 3-2. You know, clearly going to struggle to overturn that at the Emirates Stadium, but at least showed a bit of fight. And then Brentford at the weekend was a tricky game, and they ground out a 2-0 win, and they scored with their only two shots on target, and one of those obviously was a Cole Palmer penalty. But you know, Brentford had been in terrific form, so it was a good result. I think it's going to be a similar story against Paphos. I think Chelsea are going to have to grind it out. Chelsea to win and under 3.5 goals looks the bet for me. I mean, Paphos, you know, were kind of written off as massive underdogs, having qualified for the Champions League for the first time, but being really competitive. You know, other than a 5-1 defeat to Bayern Munich, which, you know, is a pretty much a par score, they probably wouldn't have minded that too much. They've been terrific. 0-0 draws away to Olympiakos and Kairat. Beat Villarreal 1-0 at home. Obviously, David Luiz returning to Stamford Bridge. Mm-hmm. And I think him and his fellow defenders can frustrate Chelsea and keep the scoreline respectable again.
Yeah, 16-1 Paphos are here to win at Stamford Bridge. Not surprisingly, 7-1 on Chelsea and 15-2 the draw. I've been looking at potentially a goal scorer bet. I was fancying Cole Palmer to score at any time, having got on the score sheet again against Brentford at the weekend, but the price didn't appeal too much. So I'm going with Chelsea to win 2-0 here, 5-6. As I say, it's a must-win for Chelsea, which seems a strange thing to say. It's not been that bad a European campaign so far. But certainly you'd expect them to win against a side which have been classed as minnows, of course, all the way through this campaign, despite the fact that they've done pretty well for their first efforts in the Champions League. Paphos have failed to score, though, in any of their three previous European away games. And I think it might well be a similar story at Stamford Bridge on Wednesday. Up next, it's to the south of France as Marseille face Liverpool. An 8 o'clock kickoff for this one. Roberto De Zerbi against Arne Slot. Two very different styles of manager, Milt. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, I think it's another tricky one for Liverpool. You know, obviously had that incredibly frustrating draw with Burnley at the weekend. You know, I think they had 11 shots on target to Burnley's one. And so you don't really want the game ending up 1-1 when those are the stats. And yeah, I think it's an awkward one. I'm really happy to oppose Liverpool in this one. Marseille draw double chance, a shade of odds on. They're really, really strong at home. Only two home defeats this season, and you can make excuses for both of those. Atalanta nicked an 89th minute winner in the Champions League. And then they lost to Nantes in their last home game in Ligue 1. But, you know, they played with nine men for most of the second half there. So a bit more discipline should see them get a positive result against Liverpool. You know, we're always talking about kind of stats and what kind of form a team's in and whatever. And, you know, Liverpool unbeaten in 12 matches, which sounds great, but just so many disappointing draws during that time. And obviously the Burnley game was the latest of those. Needed a late penalty to win 1-0 at Inter in their last Champions League game. And yeah, again, like I said about Manchester City, I think they're just not a team that you'd be wanting to take short prices about on the road in Europe this week.
No, Liverpool are 10-11 to claim the victory on Wednesday. Marseille 11-4, and it's 14-5 the draw. You mentioned there, Milt, draws have been the order of the day for Arne Slot's men. And I'm just going to edge towards the draw at 14-5 because of the fact that I think Arne Slot will probably set Liverpool up to be hard to beat, bearing in mind that they know they've got a home game to come against Karabag in the final round of league format fixtures. A point wouldn't be the worst result for the Reds, who are just one place outside of the top third of the table. Varying degrees of performance over the last four league games that have all been draws, of course, as we said. But I think Marseille will prove a tough nut to crack. They're normally strong at home, They have scored just once in the last two games at the Stade Velodrome, which might be a bit of a concern for Roberto De Zerbi. There's only also scored just once in the last three meetings against Liverpool, losing all of the last three. And as I say, I'm going to go with a share of the Spurs in this one. A draw is at around about 14-5. Last but not least, in terms of the British teams in Champions League action this week, it's Newcastle at home to PSV, another 8 o'clock kickoff. One thing that surprised me here, Milts, was just how low down the table PSV are, bearing in mind that some of their performances have been impressive so far.
That's it. I mean, you know, considering they beat Napoli 6-2 and then won 4-1 at Anfield, I mean, you'd think they were kind of potential trophy contenders looking at those two results in isolation. But, you know, they will always give you chances as an opposition team. And I think over 3.5 goals is a really solid bet here. You know, I sat through Newcastle's 0-0 draw at Wolves. I was writing the Premier League news for the Racing Post, so I didn't have a particularly super Sunday. And they huffed and puffed through that. You know, had a couple of late chances. You know, had a tough defeat to Man City in the EFL Cup in midweek as well. And you know, we know all about their defensive injuries as well. But just looking through the Newcastle midfield and attacking options, I mean, Eddie Howe's got virtually a full strength selection there. I think Josh Murphy is the only real absentee. Sorry, Jacob Murphy. But you know, a lot of attacking options, and like I said, I think PSV don't really know how to set up for a 0-0. So I think it should be a really entertaining game.
Yeah,
you know, we mentioned that 4-1 win for PSV at Liverpool. They followed that up with a 3-2 home defeat to Atletico Madrid. And yeah, I think Newcastle are going to get plenty of chances here.
Yeah, wouldn't disagree with that at all, Milts. To me, again, we mentioned must win earlier for Chelsea. It looks a little bit like that potentially for Newcastle if they are going to get automatic qualification for the last 16, because the last game of the league format for them is at defending champions PSG. PSV have only four teams have scored more goals than them in the Champions League this season. They've bagged 15 times. Newcastle have won two of their three European home ties. That only defeat came against Barcelona, and they've scored six goals across those matches. So completely understand Milts' suggestion that there will be plenty of goals. I've gone for the anytime goal scorer market, and I'm looking at Bruno Guimarães at 21-10. He's already scored twice this month. And as the allocated penalty taker for the Magpies, looks a good option to find the net in a game which should deliver plenty of goals. Well, that is all of the games involving the British teams in midweek. We've picked a game of the week to look forward to as ever as well now. And, well, a bit of a surprise, you might think, with Juventus against Benfica, the selection on Wednesday evening. But these two certainly still have plenty to play for in terms of the battle for qualification. Juve are currently 17th. On 9 points in that middle third tier and could still finish in the top or bottom thirds of the table. Benfica, meanwhile, are 25th, the final spot in the lower third. So 6 points from six games for them, and they've won the last two. So they've got the opportunity still to get into that middle third of the Champions League standing. Should be an interesting game this, Milts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, kind of important fixture in the scrap for playoff places. And you know, both clubs already changed their managers this season, so it's, you know, that's a signal that things haven't gone particularly smoothly. Luciano Spalletti came in at Juve to replace Igor Tudor, and obviously Jose Mourinho returned to Benfica very early on after that shock opening defeat to Karabag. And yeah, Mourinho's last two Champions League games as Benfica boss have been kind of quintessential Mourinho masterclasses. Couple of 2-0 wins over Ajax and Napoli, gave up only five shots on target in those two games. I don't expect him to turn on the style in Turin. I think it's going to be another cagey game. One or both teams not to score has been a winning bet in all five of Benfica's Champions League games under Mourinho. They lost 2-0 away at Chelsea and Newcastle earlier in the campaign. And I think it is going to be another low-scoring contest, this one. You know, Juventus lost 1-0 at Cagliari at the weekend in Serie A. Still not particularly convincing, despite their change of manager. So, yeah, I think this could be a tight one.
Yeah, wholly agree with you on this, Milts. Juve 4-5, by the way, to collect the 3 points here. Benfica 7-2, and it's 27-10, the draw. Juve have won the last two Champions League games, keeping alive the hopes of qualifying in the top third. But patchy form in the league going into this is a real concern. As Mills mentioned there, they lost against Cagliari and they're only fifth in the Serie A tables at the moment. Jose Mourinho's Benfica certainly will have a plan to try and frustrate the Turin Giants, you'd think, for long periods. Only conceded 8 goals in their 6 Champions League matches. And as Milt says, even more secure since Mourinho was taken over. And I'm going to go with under 2.5 goals here in the clash at the Stadio dell'Alpi. It is under 2.5 goals at around about 10 to 11 for that encounter. That just about wraps up the Euro assist for this week. We've got another one coming for you, of course, next week. But before we do leave you, we've got time for a Champions League bet builder to look for. And we're going to look at the clash between Marseille and Liverpool. I'll run you through the last leg in a second. But Milt, you talk us through the first two legs.
Yeah, I'm going for over 8.5 shots on target as the first selection. I think it's going to be a really interesting game. And Marseille have got plenty of dangerous attacking players. Just looking at their shot stats in Ligue 1, their last three matches produced 14, 13 and 15 shots on target. So I think both goalkeepers could be busy this week. Liverpool, as we mentioned earlier in the show, you know, rattled in 11 shots on target in that frustrating draw with Burnley. And yeah, I'm expecting another good game in France. And the second leg, I think, is an interesting player to watch for Marseille. Igor Paixão to score or assist a goal. No unknown quantity for Arne Slot. He was one of the stars of Slot's Feyenoord team. I think he could come back to haunt his former boss this week. Scored after coming off the bench at Angers in the weekend league fixture. And he's been really, really good in the Champions League. 4 goals and an assist in his last 5 starts. So he's definitely a danger man for Liverpool to worry about.
Yeah, and you probably won't be surprised to hear that the final leg of the bet builder is Marseille double chance, because I'd suggested a draw and Milt earlier suggested double chance Marseille. Liverpool drawn the last 4, of course, in the Premier League. And certainly at the moment with injury issues and having to play players sometimes out of position, Arne Slot would probably accept a draw at the moment. Marseille will feel that they can potentially go even better and claim a victory in this important game. So that's your bet builder then for this week's Champions League action from the clash between Marseille and Liverpool. Big thanks to Milts for his input on this Euro assist. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment on the Racing Post YouTube channel. The domestic version of the assist will return on Thursday. Make sure you join us for that. But for now, enjoy your midweek European football and please remember to gamble responsibly.